Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
Hi, welcome back. Our show contains dynamically inserted advertisements. Hey, we got to pay the bills. Thanks for listening. On today's episode, we're going to hash out a topic that's on everyone's mind, but spoken by very few. Our hope is that bringing light to this darkness, we can make it a better, less stressful holiday season for all our listeners.
Recent surveys and psychological studies, including data from the APA and specific 2023 to 2024 Gen Z millennial polls, indicate that young adults report higher levels of holiday stress than older generations.
The top five stressors for young adults this holiday season generally fall into these categories. The biggest elephant in the room is financial strain and gift affordability. The economy hasn't been great, right? And everybody's working hard. Everything costs a little bit more. So when young people start thinking about spending money, the pressure to buy gifts for family, friends, and partners while managing on their entry-level salaries, student loans, and inflation, all hits home. It's all very stressful.
Financial strain is the number one stressor for young adults.
And it hits hard because unlike older adults who may be financially established, many young adults are still gaining financial independence. They're still in that stage of life where need more stuff, work more time. Data indicates that post-gift purchase anxiety, where the joy is giving immediately, followed by the dread of regretting credit card bills coming or not being able to pay rent, is huge.
The second stressor is social anxiety and social battery depletion. Gen Z and millennials report social anxiety at significantly higher rates than older generations during the holidays. A jam-packed calendar of holiday parties, office gatherings, and hometown reunions. There's a distinct anxiety around performing happiness, making small talk with distant relatives, and the fear of awkward encounters with high school peers when visiting hometowns. Search trends for terms like social battery low and masking. Those searches spike during December.
We've actually heard live somebody once said that their social battery is low, and they weren't even related to us.
We've heard it multiple times.
Just so young adults have an idea, I'm a Gen Xer, and I didn't even know that term. Sometimes I feel like using it today because it's a valid thing, but boy, we didn't grow up with anything like that.
It might be a valid thing. I just don't understand it. I feel like you go out, you know what you're expecting, you run until you're on empty, and then you keep going, and you recover the next day.
That's how we did it. We just kind of got up and did our stuff, but now that we can say our social battery is low, imagine how much I could skip. Sorry, Billy Buru, can't make it. Social battery runned out. The number three stressor is family dynamics and boundary issues. While family is often a source of joy, I laugh, it's also a massive source of tension for young adults establishing their own identities. The stressor is returning home, and it can often feel like regressing into a childhood role. This is awkward, and we're going through with a couple of our children, particularly college-age kids. They're trying to be on their own, yet we're trying to let them still live here. Stressors include navigating political differences. We got those going on. Answering intrusive questions like, are you going to get up this millennium? Or when are you getting married or having kids? And managing relationships with parents who may not yet view them as fully autonomous adults. That's something I'm struggling with for sure. The impact is dealing with toxic or pushy or, quite frankly, pain in the butt family members or feeling judged for life choices like your career, partner, lifestyle is a top complaint. And just in our own house, I can tell you that I see some of this dynamic occurring, and it's difficult. But I imagine from my children's perspective, they're looking at me like I'm an old-fashioned person, and I'm looking at them like, well, you're a couple sandwiches short of a picnic.
The fourth stressor is loneliness and FOMO. Despite the focus on togetherness, young adulthood is a peak time for holiday loneliness. The demographic is often in a transitional life phase, living away from home for the first time, single while friends are pairing off, or unable to afford travel to come home. Social media exacerbates this, seeing highlight reels of other people's perfect family gatherings or expensive vacations. On Instagram or TikTok creates a sense of isolation and the feeling that everyone else is having a better time than you are. Just remember, social media is curated. People are only showing you what they want you to see.
The fifth stressor is travel logistics and anxiety. Travel anxiety has climbed the ranks to become a top distinct stressor for this age group. Why? Because the logistical nightmare of coordinating flights, trains, automobiles, or drives during the busiest time of year, coupled with the cost of plane tickets and paying just because you want to, you know, bring luggage. From our own experience in looking at travel, it has, I can absolutely agree, gotten much more complex recently. Specifically for young adults, this is often compounded by a lack of control. And that would be relying on, you know, people like us, parents, for tickets or rides or the high cost of travel, absorbing their entire holiday budget. If they even are lucky enough to have a budget at all. If you're out there trying to make it on your own, food, rent, college loans, car payments, that eats a lot. So to say I have a holiday budget would infer you're an advanced adult. Surveys show a spike in anxiety regarding public meltdowns or being stranded alone in airports this time of year.
Just remember, public meltdowns, never okay. I get it, you might be feeling stressed or anxious. But people that are working the holidays are trying their best to help you out, and other travelers are just as stressed.
I was just contemplating, what do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
What?
Frostbite. See what I did there? That's low-key two of our favorite holidays in this house put together.
A recent holiday stress index focused on Gen Z and millennials specifically ranked financial anxiety as the overwhelming winner at 84%, followed by social anxiety and then travel anxiety.
And those numbers aren't low, just looking at them now. Social anxiety, 72%, travel anxiety, 69%. That's all north of 50%. More of the show after this message.
Managing stress during the holidays requires more than just taking a deep breath. For young adults, it requires a strategy to handle the specific pressures of entry-level budgets, family regression, and social burnout. Here are the top five ways to reduce stress, directly addressing the stressors previously identified.
First, practice loud budgeting. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I like it. It's loud. So instead of vaguely hoping that you don't overspend or suffer silently suffering while buying expensive gifts, embrace the trend of loud budgeting. Be vocal and transparent about your financial goals before you shop. Basically what that means, tell people, hey, I'm busted. How about we trade Ritz crackers this year or something? Send a text to your friends. Communicate, hey, I'm on a tight budget. I'm saving for my rent. I'm looking to get a new car. So I'm going to do a no-spend holiday this season. Let's do a potluck or a Secret Santa with a $20 or $25 cap instead of individual gifts. And it works because it removes all the guesswork and guilt out of it. It puts everybody on a level playing field regardless of what their budget looks like. It takes the guesswork out. You will likely find that your peers are relieved to have your permission to spend less too.
The bookend method. To combat the drain of a packed social calendar, stop leaving your arrival and departure times open-ended. The strategy is bookend every event with a firm start and stop time. When you accept an invite, say, I'd love to come. I can be there at 7, but I'll need to head out by 9 to prep for the next day. why this works. Knowing you have a guaranteed exit strategy reduces the trapped feeling that fuels social anxiety. It protects your social battery by turning an indefinite obligation into a manageable two-hour window.
Gray rocking for intrusive questions. And this deals with family dynamics. When that uncle or aunt, we all got them, asks those triggering questions like, when are you going to get a real job? Why are you still single? Then you just, instead of getting defensive, which often escalates into conflict, you kind of change the topic. You become a gray rock. Uninteresting and unresponsive. Give a short, neutral answer and immediately pivot the conversation to a boring topic. Here's an example. Relative says to you, when are you going to give me grandchildren? Your answer, not sure yet. By the way, this pie is delicious. What apples did you use? It works because it denies the alligator the emotional reaction they...
It doesn't deny an alligator.
Okay, so it works because it denies the agitators the emotional reaction they might be looking for and protects your peace without causing a scene or any stress to you.
Intentional disconnection, loneliness, and FOMO. Mindless scrolling is the primary fuel for holiday FOMO. Watching curated highlight reels and other people's holidays creates a false reality that yours isn't good enough. What you want to do is schedule specific do not disturb blocks during the holidays. Use this time to engage in JOMO, joy of missing out. Activities that are high comfort and low effort. Rewatching a childhood favorite movie, reading a book, or cooking a meal just for yourself.
Ooh, does that mean we could watch Die Hard? It's a Christmas movie.
I know. Why this works. It shifts your focus from what you aren't doing, party hopping, vacationing, to what you are doing. Relaxing, turning solitude into self-care.
And everyone knows dad likes self-care. Fifth on the list is create a control bubble about your travel anxiety. This sounds very similar to living in your hula hoop, your three-foot world. If you're relying on your parents for rides or sticking to their chaotic travel schedule, the lack of autonomy can be maddening. The strategy for this is, since you can't control the schedule, control your sensory environment. Pack a survival kit that allows you to psychologically check out. Noise-canceling headphones. I think these kids are using some of this on us. A pre-downloaded podcast series. Any ideas? Adulting, I hear, should top that list. A neck pillow, also good for hitting your sibling. And your own nutritious snacks. The reason this works is it reclaims a sense of agency. Even if you are stuck in traffic in the backseat of your parents' car, your mind can be elsewhere.
Sometimes the hardest part of knowing exactly what to say in the moment, really, it's hard to think of and you're not quick to respond. So we are going to give you a few things that you can say during the holidays, kind of like a script toolkit that'll help you get through.
To the pushy parent, my children excluded, say, I love you. I want to enjoy our time together, so I am not going to discuss politics or money today.
To a friend expecting an expensive outing, you can say, that sounds fun, but it's not in my budget right now. Can we do a movie night at my place instead?
Can I add to that?
Sure.
Some of your friends that are doing very well or very well established, if you tell them that, might say, well, we're going to do it anyway. It's on me. I know I would. Like, I think of my core group of friends, and if somebody was having a hard year and we're going out to dinner, they'd still be there and we would just foot the bill.
I understand that, and hopefully you have friends like that. But if you don't, you can always give an alternative to what they want to do.
To a host when you want to leave. I've had such a great time. Thank you for having me. I'm headed out now. No long explanation needed. This is a discussion that I've had in other areas of life with our own children, explaining that you can say no. No is a complete sentence. And it's actually a thing that is done fairly commonly by more affluent people that are more confident in themselves. The need to explain, sometimes it's just over the top. There are some other techniques I'd like to talk about here. There is the classic woosa, where you just grab your ears, rub them, and say woosa. that will lower some of these holiday stress. And there's another one I want to bring up. I'm going to let Kathy bring it up. What am I going to say?
Astitude.
Absolutely. Scientifically proven. If you're smiling and wiggling your butt, can't be in a bad mood. So play some music, even if it's in your own head, which is the best kind of astitude because everybody thinks you've lost it. Wiggle your butt, put a big smile on, and enjoy your holidays. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Have a great night. Oh, and go to our merch store off idulting.com. It's just in time for the holidays to order your holiday gifts that you can't afford.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to idulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.